BBC News. The Zimbabwean government says it's set aside $53 million to compensate white farm owners who were deprived of their land under a controversial and often violent program instituted under the former president Robert Mugabe. The cash will come from next year's budget, which projects a huge deficit. The United States had made compensation a condition for removing sanctions against Zimbabwe. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has insisted that a draft agreement on post-Brexit relations with the EU is within grasp. Defending the freshly negotiated package in Parliament, she said it was a good deal for both sides. But a broad spectrum of British MPs criticised the proposed draft, with the Labour opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn dismissing it as 26 pages of waffle. President Trump has contradicted the assessment by the CIA that the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Mr. Trump said the intelligence agency had not conclusively placed the blame in the Crown Prince. France has announced sanctions on 18 Saudis linked to the killing. The United Arab Emirates says it's determined to protect its important strategic relationship with Britain after it jailed Matthew Hedges, a British academic, for life for spying. Amnesty International has accused France of unjustly punishing dozens of people without trial. It says French officials are making increasing use of administrative counter-terrorism measures, which can impose severe restrictions on the accused. The Anne Frank House Museum has reopened in Amsterdam after a two-year renovation of the home, where the famous teenage diarist and her family hid from the Nazi persecution of Dutch Jews. Curators have retained the stark simplicity of the secret annex that the Franks experienced for 2 years before their discovery and deportation to the Auschwitz death camp. BBC News.